This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. Adventure family, as promised, I'm joined on the line by the one, the only, man, one of the higher level lyricists that we have in the country, an award-winning artist, chart topper, and all-rounder. Oh, man. Number one, Gyan, he is. Help me welcome to the line, Younger Chief. Good afternoon, Younger.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
No, man, I'm good, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show, yeah?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, man, first off, let me congratulate you on, you know, the release of Lord Fagu. What an amazing body of work. How has it, you know, been, or how have you felt, you know, seeing it being received so well?
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of had a good feeling. I was just listening to My Baby right now as you were playing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I've actually been on, I've been on a really quiet but really good run, you know?
Even
the response of My Baby itself, like, kind of took me aback, you know?
Yeah,
I still have people wanting me to shoot a video for that as well. So, you know, to see how well the album's doing, it's like, okay, this is great, you know? Yeah, very happy, very happy.
No, I agree with you, man. I agree with you on that. And, I mean, Younger, South African hip-hop has always been under scrutiny over the past years, but they are, you know, those like people like you who are still pushing the movement. What has, you know, kept you going even when people still make statements like hip-hop is dead?
I always avoid those kind of conversations. I avoid being in spaces where that is like the shared thought process.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want it to be a part of my design. And in fact, like, even working on this album, like, you know, I just went back to the younger version of myself who was completely infatuated with SA Hip Hop and all the things, amazing things that SA Hip Hop has done and continues to do. And I think you can tell that by listening to the album that I'm in my SA Hip Hop era, you know, my SA Hip Hop mode. I'm celebrating it. It's 2025. You know, let's have fun. Like, I don't really want to engage in any other kind of conversation.
Yeah, no. Me and my producer were also speaking about it, you know, earlier on, just to say, you know what, he was bumping it as well. He's not even a hip-hop head, but he's like, it's something that he enjoys listening to. He thought he'd just, you know, rush to What If, but for him, it's like that was just everything, man. So a big shout-out to you, and thank you so much for that. And let's speak about the album, you know, Lord Fagu, 17 golden tracks. How long did it take you to work on this album, bro?
Look, there's some songs there that are about maybe 3 or 4 years old, maybe like one or two of them. But essentially, I started actively working on the album about 2 years ago. I only became independent like last year after dropping my final EP, Mvelaphi.
Okay.
And then I became independent. And so, you know, I had to kind of try and figure it out from there. And then I was lucky enough to get like a deal with Sampa where they funded the start of the album.
Wow.
And from then on, I just felt like, you know, I finally had full creative control, you know, and I wanted to make something that I've always wanted to make, you know, without, you know, having to justify certain songs. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you work with a big team, there's a lot of ideas. It's one of those too many cooks spoil the broth type of things.
Yeah.
So to have that creative control this time, I just felt like there is no such thing as making a mistake here. You know, I just need to do what I've wanted to do, you know, and shout out to all of the fans because they just reminded me that I actually have a golden touch. They're the ones that reminded me of that.
Beautiful, beautiful, man. I mean, speaking of the work, I mean, you've worked with, you know, some amazing names on this. Some we are just discovering now, but how do you go about, you know, deciding who to work with on a project?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm a fan of SA Hip Hop. I'm a fan in general, you know, especially of the guys that I came up with. So for me, all of the people that are on the album, I'm a huge fan of. And it's also about, you know, I think it's my experience of working with bigger artists and writing for some of the biggest names. And, you know, that kind of channeled like who I'd want on the song. And it goes deeper than that as well, because personalities sometimes tend to clash. So I worked with people that I got along with personally as well. This album was always going to be about that, you know, showcasing like the people that think like me as well, my friendships, as besides just the music part, you know.
Oh, okay. Now, track 9, you know, Set Me Free, was that one of those, you know, deserted projects by the Super Mega you decided to let us have?
I don't know. I feel like Keenan kind of forced his way on this album.
Okay.
A lot of people think I've got so many Keenan verses that, you know, I'm just lying around. And I actually don't have it, dog. Like, the last couple
years.
I'm
one of those people. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
Unfortunately not, bro. Unfortunately not, you know. So I had made peace with the fact that I don't have a Keenan verse on it, you know. But one time I was just listening to the album, and then something in my voice, in my head, kept saying, yo, check your WhatsApp, check your WhatsApp, you know. And I went there, and I found this verse, and I reproduced the beat for it. And when it was done, I just felt like there's nothing more to be added. And, you know, I feel like Forbes wanted to just have his moment, you know, to, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Wow, and I just allowed him to have it, you know.
What a creative gent. Wow, man. Oh, man. Mm. Wow. Could go on forever. But what if Mngani surpassed, you know, 1 million streams on Spotify in 19 days, making it one of the, you know, fastest solo songs in history to do this by a South African artist? How has it felt when you see all the reactions to the song from fans across the country?
I'm completely humbled, bro. I'm completely humbled. I think my belief in the country has also just been reinvigorated. I felt the same way when I wrote the song on Election Day last year.
Wow.
Just talking to so many different South Africans from all walks of life, and I realized that we all want the best for this country.
Yeah.
And I think the more we spend time with each other across different walks of life, then we'll realize that we can only get this thing done if we are open to doing it together, you know? And I think that's like the sentiment that What If has done. I mean, I made it as like a South African song, but people have taken the song and, you know, and personalized it, you know?
Yes.
I'm talking about icons that have influenced me,
yes,
you know, to be who I am. And they're also just shedding light on their personal relationships, their moms, their uncles, their dads. Yeah. Who sacrifice on a daily basis to make sure that there's food on the plate, you know, and they get to school and things like that. And that's what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't pick a single for this album at all. I wanted people to make the choice themselves because I couldn't decide,
wow,
you know. And, you know, so for them to have chosen the song and for it to do so well just speaks on, you know, everybody's, like, willingness for this country to move forward.
Mm. Oh, man, my brother, that is so great. And before we wrap things up, man, what would you like to say to your fans, you know, who've been bumping a Lord Faku since it dropped?
First of all, I wanted to say thank you to everyone, Gabulela, you know, for playing the album, and, you know, it's changing my life. And I hope that, you know, through listening to the album, it can also change your life.
Mm.
If you take anything away from this album, just please be sure and take it away. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It might not look pretty at times, you know, but, you know, there's nothing better than knowing that, you know, you're not trying to be something that people think you are, you know, and there's no happiness that can be found when pretending to be something you're not, you know, no matter how much money or success you can make. I've been there before.
Yeah.
I've been super famous with amazing number one songs, but it wasn't really me. It was what people, what I thought people wanted me to be. So this album is a freedom album. I hope it pushes you and allows you to be free in being yourself.
Younger Chief, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show, my brother. All the best in your future endeavors. We are so happy for you. We are so excited for you. And congratulations once again on this great body of work, my brother.
Thank you so much, Capricorn. Hopefully I'll see you guys soon in person as well.
I hope so too, my brother. I hope so too. Have yourself a blessed day ahead.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.